From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Two television networks are reporting that Israeli warships have intercepted six ships carrying aid for Gaza, suggesting that at least two people have been killed and an unknown number of people on board wounded. The Al Jazeera satellite channel has been reporting by telephone from the Turkish ship leading the convoy. It says Israeli Navy forces fired at the ship and then boarded it. The Turkish NTV network is also reporting an Israeli takeover with gunfire and casualties. News of the attack has sparked outrage in Turkey. Reports out of Istanbul say police have had to block stone-throwing protesters who tried to storm the Israeli consulate. New plans to try to contain BP's massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico are in place. The company's managing director visited the Sunday News talk shows to explain BP's latest containment strategy. Here's NPR's Netta Ulaby.
It's clear that no long-term solution is yet in place. But Bob Dudley said BP is hopeful that a new effort can help staunch the oil that's now stretching 150 miles along the Gulf coastline. And he reminded Fox News Sunday the company's laid 3 million feet of absorbent barriers to protect the shore.
This is almost an operation led with the oversight of the Coast Guard that is almost military now. The beaches in Louisiana, there are three beaches where there's oil. There's 800 people out there every day.
Working to clean them up. Dudley said good weather has helped workers skimming oil off the water's surface. He admitted the company had 760 safety violations over the past 3 years, the most of any oil company. The next highest offenders had only eight. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
In Colombia, a former defense minister who promises a hard-line approach against Marxist rebels has positioned himself to win the presidency after a first round of voting. NPR's Juan Ferrero is in Bogota.
Juan Manuel Santos won nearly 47% of the ballots cast in a first round of voting. That didn't give him enough to win the election outright, but he has a commanding lead over the second-place finisher. That's Antanas Mockus, a quirky ex-mayor of Bogotá. The two will face off in a final round on June 20th. Mockus had surged in polls in recent weeks, but analysts said voters decided to stick with what they knew. Colombia's popular president, Álvaro Uribe, named Santos the Minister of Defense. He then led military forces in their most successful offensive against Latin America's oldest guerrilla group, the FARC. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
In Central America, the death toll is rising from the landslides and flooding triggered by the first named storm of the Pacific hurricane season. Authorities now say at least 96 are dead, with the most in Guatemala. Rains from the remnants of Tropical Storm Agatha have been pounding an area stretching from southern Mexico nearly to Nicaragua. Tens of thousands have been evacuated. This is NPR. U.S. officials say an Aeromexico flight from Paris to Mexico City was diverted to Montreal tonight after the U.S. denied it access to American airspace because a person named in an outstanding warrant was reported aboard. Officials have not identified that person who was removed from the plane and arrested. A spokeswoman for the Transportation Security Administration says other passengers were rescreened and allowed to reboard the flight. In what is believed to be a first in the United States, some employees of medical marijuana dispensaries in Northern California have joined a union. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has that story.
About 100 employees of Oakland area medicinal marijuana facilities have voted to join a local of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. The union represents 1.3 million workers, including those in the healthcare industry in the U.S. and Canada. Medicinal marijuana is legal in California with consent from a physician. Chris Hermes of the California-based organization Americans for Safe Access predicts there will be more workers gravitating to unions.
I know that there are unions all across California that would likely welcome a partnership with medical marijuana dispensary operators and staff.
Advocates say affiliation with unions will help legitimize the medical marijuana industry, which still has plenty of skeptics. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Stock markets in Asia are mixed in Monday trading. Japan's Nikkei average has slipped 0.2%. Debt problems in Europe are still rattling the markets. The Dow fell 1.2% Friday after Spain received the second downgrade of its credit rating in a month. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.